Sam from Flo San Diego wants to introduce you to some of the best dance music artists in the scene. Flo San Diego.
Hey guys, this is Sam from Glow San Diego, and I am here with Vassy. How are you?
What's up? I'm good, thank you.
So there's an event on Wednesday. Can you tell us a little bit about how you're playing a part in this project and what it is?
Absolutely. So the event this Wednesday night at the Academy nightclub here in Los Angeles is a special fundraiser event. It's an all-star Australian lineup, and it's basically a whole bunch of us Australian DJs and acts from around the country coming together to perform with very special guests, which we can't say, but some very, very nice big DJ names that a lot of people are big fans of. And the whole point of the night is to raise funds for the relief to send back home to our country, to help with families that have lost their homes, to help with the wildlife. There's a lot of programs to now try and help the remaining of the wildlife that's, you know, survived the fires. Obviously, the bushfires in Australia were really devastating. They're still going. And we just want to do this event for sort of a disaster aid relief. The tickets are only $20. It's going to be a dope, dope concert. Very special one, actually. We've never had this before, like an all-line Australian lineup. So this is going to be one for the books. It's going to make history. Plus, all the money that's raised is going to go back home to help. There's three charity events that we're donating all the money to at the end of the night. So, yeah, we're really excited about it. And we hope that folks can come out and see us all and see me perform and help us as well, you know, with what we're trying to do to help our country back home.
Yeah, and you guys seem so extremely passionate about it, which is awesome. Did you all know each other prior to this event? Or is this something where you're all from the same place and just passionate about the same cause?
You know, it's interesting. I know some of the folks I've never met, like, for example, Yolanda B. Cool, Pennell. You know, I know who they are. We know each other, but we've not met. So this will be an interesting evening because I think a lot of us are going to be meeting each other for the first time and having had, you know, big success back in our own country and in the U.S. and now actually meeting one another, which is ironic seeing as we're all Australians, but people just kind of have their own lives and so this is going to be really, really cool, I think, for everyone because we're all Australians. You know, we have a similar story. We left our own country to come here and start from scratch. And now here we are so far away from our own country and our country's suffering. We feel completely helpless and want to do something. So this is a really great idea. The idea was put together by Lorne Padman, who runs DMAC. And I thought it was brilliant when he reached out and was just trying to get a whole bunch of Australians together that were available on that day and that could come together to do this.
Yeah, and all proceeds from the ticket purchase and the drinks are all going to what organizations so people know their money is going to the right place?
Okay, so it's Red Cross Australia, which everyone knows, and then Give It, which is a guerrilla style. They give 100% of everything, and they go in and they help families like on the grassroots, you know, everyone from do you need shelter, do you need clothing, a toothpaste, toothbrush. I mean, people have literally lost everything in the house fire, and people have lost their houses with everything in it. And then the third organization is the New South Wales Wildlife Council, which is basically for our wildlife. We've lost over 10, now it's over 13,000 koalas and many, many other animals. Over a billion animals in Australia have been killed. Over 20 million acres of land has been destroyed. So not only the animals that have been killed by the fires, the animals that have survived the fires are either badly injured, who need to be nursed back to being able to be put back into the wildlife, but there's like no wildlife left for them to eat off and live off. So we've got programs now where, you know, we're flying over with helicopters and trying to throw vegetation into the area to actually feed the animals that have survived so they don't die from starvation.
No, exactly. And what is your biggest concern when it comes to the aftermath of these wildfires?
Well, my biggest concern is a couple things, but one is really we don't want this to repeat. I think now's a good time, as hard as it is, because first you have to come in and you have to address the situation try to control the level of destruction. But I think we have to learn from it. I think the Australian government needs to get together with the Indigenous community of Australia and learn from a lot of their traditional practices that I think can prevent this mass level of wildfire. They have a ritual which they do every year, which is called annual burn-off, and it can control the size of wildfires. So I think that's one thing that we really need to look at as a preventative. And the other thing that I'm really concerned about is the domino effect. You know, how is this going to affect our wildlife? It's an ecosystem, you know. I mean, the families that have lost their homes, that's really sad too. It affects them for the rest of their lives. I know the Australian government and so many people in the US and around the world have really stepped into support. So we're definitely, Australia's going to be very instrumental in helping these families get back on their feet. The people that have lost their lives, there's nothing we can do about that. But the main thing that I'm worried about is really the wildlife, because that's a tough one, and trying to figure out how, you know, to keep the animals that are alive off the land. But, you know, Mother Earth is a special thing, and it can grow back slowly with time, with the right care. So got to stay positive, right?
Yeah, of course. And for someone who is from Australia, this obviously hits home for you. How has this affected you?
Thank God my family is safe. We're from up north in the tropics, and it's the wet season there now, so we have plenty of rain. But also, we have a big Indigenous community up there, and the Aboriginal Australians practice what's called annual burn-off, which is the practice that I just spoke about. It's prevalent in a lot of Indigenous communities. So we're good in that way. So thank God. I mean, obviously, my family's okay because of that. But I think that, you know, the rest of Australia, I mean, Australia's my country, it's my home. My heart goes out to everyone that's lost loved ones. That sucks really, really bad. You can't get loved ones back. Having lost my own dad, I get it. But I really think it's a learning experience now. We've got to take it. And again, like I said, Western science needs to come together with Indigenous practices, traditional practices, to learn and apply this to the rest of the country, so that hopefully we can control this happening in the future. Burning off is a tradition that the Aborigines have been doing for thousands and thousands of years, and it's very effective. So I really hope they take that seriously, because I think that's what's going to hopefully, you know, stop this happening again. Because wildfires of this level have not happened. I mean, in the California wildfires in Malibu were only destroyed 2 million acres. And we had over 20 million acres of land. I mean, the fires were bigger than the size of Manhattan, if you can imagine. It's massive.
Yeah, I can never imagine. And are there any surprises that we can expect from the event that's coming up tomorrow?
Yes, there is. And I'm so tempted to tell you guys, because, like, I want to just say it so people will come, because obviously there's going to be some special guests, but I don't want to get in trouble, but there's going to be some special guests.
Cough, cough.
Little hint, I may have had a record with one or two of these guys.
Awesome.
But anyway, you guys have to come to see. So
make it out tomorrow. It's going to be an amazing experience. They're obviously all advocating for the wildlife in Australia. There's going to be artists like Vassy, Pinal, What's So Not, Nina Las Vegas. The event's called Make It Rain, an event to raise money and advocate awareness for these fires. Our Australian music community in Los Angeles are performing side by side tomorrow. Can you remind us where and when this is?
Yes, so it's at the Academy Nightclub in Hollywood, and it starts at 9 p.m. It goes till about, I think, 2. I'm probably on around 11, I'd say-ish, or 11 or 10:30. I'm not sure yet. There's a lot of us. But it's going to be a fun night, and just really, like, again, like I said, something very special that's never been done before. So if you don't come tomorrow, I don't know how we'll ever have an event like this again, hit wood, unless we had something bad happen back home. But this is literally the first time ever in all of history that this is happening, where all Australian acts are in one space performing for everyone here in LA. So it's going to be a special night.
No, most definitely. Well, thank you so much for taking the time.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for the support. We really appreciate it.